You know, like, she's just feeling down for some reason, and she's just not sure why, and she's waiting for this wheel of fortune, this spinning wheel, to kind of, you know, turn in her favor, you know? Is this the way it is? Is this the way I feel? Is this the way it goes? These are the questions that Caroline is asking, and throughout the next couple tracks on the album, we'll see her try and fix this feeling inside of her.
I'm feeling the wind. Where is it blowing, Caroline? Here, right here, in my heart. Maybe you should just flow with it. Yeah, maybe. Just flow.
Susie's words to Caroline, introducing one of this album's many themes, that of friendship and growing up together. Anyway, this is Love Songs.
About love. Why don't those love songs leave me satisfied?
Why do people say, why do they sing about love? Angels hear from heaven above.
Love songs.
Yes.
I guess they keep writing and singing about love. Why are there so many love songs? Why do they sing about love? Why don't those love songs leave me satisfied? I guess they keep writing and singing about love.
Love. Excuse me.
Crazy.
The volume of papers on cancer has become a despair to scientists, teachers, and doctors, and communications between scientists and the public are also becoming increasingly complex. An important role in such communications is that of the trained science writer and narrator who edits, translates difficult research data into a language that is understood by us all. It is impossible these days not to be aware of cancer. The diagnosis and the clinical course of prominent people are carefully detailed in the newspapers. At the level of all citizens, there are few families in the world, particularly in the United States, who have not had personal experience with this disease. This, of course, is almost inevitable, because now cancer is the number two scourge. At the end of this presentation, there follows guidelines on the step-by-step self-examination of the breasts that can be administered in the privacy of a bedroom or bathroom in front of a well-lighted mirror.
Huh?
A self-examination program that is saving and prolonging lives throughout the world. Cells make tissues. Tissues make organs. And organs, like the heart and the liver, added together, make up the body. Although cancer has always been a threat to man, it did not become a major cause of death until some infectious diseases were brought
under control. This control was made possible by the use of antibiotics, improved sanitation, and vaccines. Cancer is a disease in which the cells abnormally in an uncontrolled pattern of growth.
As the cancer cells increase in number, they push
Cancer is a disease in which the cells divide abnormally in an uncontrolled pattern of growth.
Hi, Susie. I don't think this is it. Hey, Susie. This isn't it. Is it? I don't think this is a place to hear the way I feel.
I hear you, Caroline. The dog's not hitting the spot for us. I guess we came to the wrong place.
As the cancer cells increase in number, they push and crowd out.
But, Susie, my head's starting to float.
I can feel it too.
Abnormally, in an uncontrolled pattern.
Oh. Oh, no.
My brain is spilling.
We have here a message from the medical societies all over the world. And we quote, invest 5 to 10 minutes in your life every 30 days. End of quote. We put it to the lady. Is this 5 to 10 minutes a month worth it?
But medical science has something else to say about this. That the magnitude and importance
of self-examination of the breasts and the ultimate value of this examination have yet to be fully realized by modern woman.
So, that just happened. I'll explain in a bit.
Hey, Doc. Make me feel better like you always do.
At your service.
Okay. So, here's my theory on what you just heard. So, that last song you just heard was Medical Service by the Doobies. I think the breast cancer being referred to in this album is a metaphor for this like more emotional like feeling that Caroline is going through, and so she tries to like go to a doctor to try and cure it, but unfortunately the doctor is like only experienced in breast cancer, and so they're being treated the wrong way, and Caroline and Susie have to get out of there. I also think the breast cancer could be a metaphor for, like, kind of growing up. Like, I know women have to kind of self-examine their breasts once they get older for breast cancer. And that's something that you have to do when you get older, you know? Oh, she's talking. She's feeling better with Dr. Domestic's physical effect. Peace for turn tables and records. Yeah, so I think this revelation that she has to check herself for breast cancer is kind of relates to the feeling of growing up and having these responsibilities.
I'm feeling so much better.
Thank you so very much. Yeah.
And so
give me some more.
I think this song, these two songs that you're hearing right now, Dr. Domestic's Physical Effects, I think these are the doctor trying to cure her. But obviously because you can't cure growing up or getting older or like these feelings that Caroline is now feeling, it's fruitless, you know, and Caroline will come to realize this later on in the album, but for right now she's getting treatment. I'm gonna read a PSA now. I think I have time. This is like my biggest block of time in between now and the end of the show, which, you know, this album is an hour and 13 minutes long, so I was prepared for this. But, you know, no breaks. You know, we're going straight through. Alright. I'm gonna do this one. Oh, no. You know what that one I was gonna do? Wait, perfect. Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show that you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, you guys probably thought I was going to write that dried fruit or that ladder safety. But one thing about me is if the PSA, if I can make the PSA match the theme, then I will. And that breastfeeding one just happened to come in after the breast cancer song. So, you know, I had to take the opportunity when I could. Anyway, I believe the next song is about to play, and it's 8 minutes long, and that's a long time to, like, not be talking to people. So, if you want to reach out to me, go to the WMFO DJ chat, wmfo.org/DJ chat, or it's up on the side, it's up on the top bar. And now, without further ado, it's time to get doopy up in here.
Thank you.
Hey, Doc. What's happening? Hey, Doc. What's really happening?
All right. You just got done listening to the 7 minute and 48 second song, Time and Space, by the Doopies. And right now you're listening to Air Vibes, also by the Doopies. Sorry, just wanted to let her talk. Give her a moment to say what she needed to say. So, yeah, with that last song, Caroline... Holy crap. But in that last song, you know, Caroline was like, you know, this treatment didn't really work on me, and I'm still feeling, like, pretty lost in life, and I don't know what to do. And so these two songs that are coming up, Air Vibes and Air by Bus, kind of signify Caroline and Susie traveling.
You can hear it too.
Traveling to a different world. They need help and they're going to someone to try and get that help. Because the doctor isn't cutting it. And you'll see who they go to eventually. But for now, I think I'm just gonna let the Doopies do their thing right now. Yeah. See you guys in a bit.
Listen.
about St. Thomas Island in the versions? Never been there before. It's a beautiful place. I have an aunt who lives there. I'd love to go.
Why does all the world pass me by? Why does no one hear when I cry? Why do lonely arms long for you? Why can't I believe that it's true? Now that you've gone, gone, gone. Why is there a dawn but no day? Why do all the stars fade away? Why are shadows hiding my sun? Why do I have nowhere to run? Now that you've gone, gone, gone. Said dreams are come true. Where are they now? Why must life go on anymore? Why do I want you more and more? Why do I go on asking why? When you be my love till I die, why have you gone, gone, gone away? Gone, gone, gone away. Where are the dreams that we knew? Whoever said dreams are come true? Why must life go on anymore? Why do I want you more and more? Why do I go on asking why? When you be my love till I die.
This is my aunt, Kim Sansuji. She used to live in China.
Hi, long time no see, Susie. How have you been?
Auntie, this is a friend of mine, Caroline Novak. Hello?
Hello? Looks like you've caught on to something.
doopy time.
Currently listening to the Astro Age Steel Orchestra playing Look for a Star off of Doopy Time. Funnily enough, we only have 4 more songs left of this album, but they're all like pretty long, so we might go to time, we might not. We'll see what happens. Anyway, you just got done listening to Auntie Kim sings Now That You've Gone. This is, I think, a turning point in the Doopy narrative, because here we have the Doopies, these children, visiting an elder, singing very soulfully this song about someone being gone. And I think in that moment is when Caroline realizes that the feeling that she's been having is, you know, it doesn't seem like unusual for Auntie Kim. And I think the gears are kind of starting to turn for Caroline in her trying to cure this feeling. And I think at this point, if you haven't realized by now, the feeling that Caroline is feeling is the looming threat of adulthood and all the things that happen to you once you get older and you grow up and you have to live somewhere and provide for yourself and get a job. You know, the things that you have to do as an adult. And I think Caroline is starting to kind of feel the malaise and the ennui that accompanies this experience. And it's really bumming her out. And Susie has been trying to help her. She's been taking her to the doctor. She's been letting her express it. She turns to love songs to try and cure her loneliness, but it doesn't work, unfortunately. And then I think Caroline, it's not until Susie takes her to visit Auntie Kim that Caroline realizes that these feelings will happen regardless, you know, and you just have to embrace them as best as you can, because, you know, that's what life is. Sometimes bad things happen, but sometimes good things happen. And Caroline realizes this, and the next song, you will see her emulating Auntie Kim and singing her own version of Now That You're Gone. And this is that original version. How funny. Happening right now on Doopy Time. See you in a bit.
You know, life's not only about having fun. That's also why it's not only about being sad. When you're down, you've got to realize that there's a deeper kind of sadness. So, go ahead and sing, Caroline. Together now? Alright, gotcha. We be chillin'.
I forgot to mention that these songs are like some of the most devastating on the album. They're just so freaking heartrending. They just really know how to squeeze your heart in the right place. And I'm gonna shut up now so we can listen to more of these amazing songs. But at this point in the album, Caroline has fully accepted her transition into adulthood. And you know, it's scary, but, you know, it needs to happen. And you know, all right, I don't know. Yeah, this next song is called Through My Window, and the next song after that, Someday, That Place and Time, and you'll hear those back to back. And there's some, it's the best song on the album. I mean, come on, you guys. Anyway, Through My Window by the Doobies. Stay tuned.
Of Research Service of Audio Science Laboratory in Tokyo.
If I remember right, we haven't seen each other since the Asteroid Institute Orchestra album.
Yeah, that's when Happy used to be. Hippie's melody, Happy was the world. Happy living, it was.
Someday, That Place in Time by the Doobies is probably one of the most, like, emotional songs I have ever heard in my life. Like, it brings me to tears almost, this song. I think there's something to be said about the way in which Caroline realizes that her sadness isn't curable, but instead of letting it weigh her down, you know, she has to come to terms with the overwhelming world around her and learn to appreciate it and love it in her own way, you know. And that's, I think, what growing up is. And that's what I think this album is trying to tell us, is that, you know, growing up sucks. And, but, you know, you get through it. And this last song shows perhaps the culmination of Caroline's maturity. This is a cover of the Beach Boys song, Caroline No, by the Doobies, which is our last song on the album, actually. And will be, it won't be the last song, but it'll be close to it. Anyway, let's take a listen. I'll be back in a bit.
Well, did your long hair go? Well, is a girl I used to know. Thank you.
So, what's up with that ending, huh? So, in order to explain that, we'd have to go back to the Happy Living album by Astro Age Steel Orchestra. On that album, there's a track called Free Sex from Panyard, which I mentioned earlier. In that song, there is a moment after counting to five where the band member says, "Sex," which causes Caroline and the Doobies to laugh. So that's kind of what happened in that moment where Caroline and Susie and Suncage B return to Panyard and laugh about sex. Yeah, and that's where I think they are now, actually. Panyard on the Happy Living album is kind of meant to be like a haven for the Doobies and the Astro Age Steel Orchestra, and I like to think that they're down there making music right now. You know, at the end of the Happy Living album, there's actually a moment where the Doobies are like, you know, we may be going away right now, but you can always listen to the CD again and we'll return, you know? And I think there's something beautiful in that, and being able to listen to album and be able to visit an old friend again, you know? And my mom asked me, she texted me over my music thing. She was like, "Is Caroline gonna be okay?" And to that I say, I don't know, to be honest. I hope she's gonna be okay. But I know for sure that she's at least gonna be here, you know, she's going to be in Panyard. She's going to be here, alive, you know, and life may not be easy or happy, but the time you spend listening to the music you love